Chapter 60. On Ron's second day, he finally got to see his offices. Ron sat in his empty office and tried to picture it as his own. Maybe he would bring in his Lincoln portrait, but Celeste had grown to like it at home, and she might not understand. Ron was activating things on his computer when he first met with his secretary. Rose Schweitzer had been Sandy's secretary for 18 years. Her assignment was to get him oriented as soon as possible, help him to find his own secretary, and then get herself back over to Sandy Hum's offices where she belonged. Rose found Ron fiddling with the computer. She would have been perfectly willing to help him through the setup if he had waited. She frowned. Sandy came in after she did, but stayed much later. She saw Ron's car in his parking space when she arrived. She thought of one of the maxims by which she lived. Eager beavers make a mess. When she found him doing things on the computer before she showed him what he was to do, she was annoyed, but told herself that God never would give her more than she could handle. "Good morning, Dr. Tuck. I can give you an orientation to that, if you would like to wait." "Good morning," said Ron. "Sure, that would be fine. Please, have a seat." Rose sat with her pile of notebooks on her lap, including the new calendar that she had painstakingly prepared for him. It detailed his meeting responsibilities for the rest of the school year. Ron grinned over at her. "Please call me Ron. I really don't like the Dr. Tuck stuff." Rose gave him a tight-lipped smile and passed him a box of newly printed business cards. They proudly announced Dr. Ronald Tuck, District Director of Instructional Services, Middle Hills Regional School District. Ron looked down at the card, shook his head. "I guess the doctor thing is unavoidable," he said. Rose responded by showing him his new office stationery, complete with his title. She had painstakingly laid out the format for the business cards and the stationery in anticipation of his arrival. Ron glanced down at the letterhead and back up to Rose, who was waiting for him to approve of her work. He shook his head slowly. "I get it," said Ron. "The district wants to make sure my title is listed." "Okay." Rose was not happy with his response. She had expected the delight that Sandy had expressed when she showed the business cards and stationery to her, to be echoed by Ron. All he did was shake his head and say, "Okay." She hoped this part of her assignment would not last long. Next, she handed Ron his calendar. "You really don't want to go any place without this," she said professionally. "Why?" said Ron. "Joyce kept his calendar at Mountain Oak and just told him where he had to be next." "It's a little empty right now, but that is because Ms. Holmes has finished all of your work for this year. But this is your lifeline. You should not go anywhere without it." Ron laughed. "Well, I'm sure that'll take some time. I tend to lose things like this." Rose was horrified. "You can't lose your calendar," she exclaimed. "We both rely on it to know where you have to be." Ron turned some of the pages. Seems like I don't have any place to be until tomorrow afternoon, said Ron. That may change, warned Rose. Ron's phone rang and Rose started for it before Ron could move. Rose's face lit up at the sound of Sandy's voice. Yes, I'll send him down right away. Ron was sitting back in his chair watching her. Her movements were almost insect-like. She did not give him the phone, but cradled it gently when she was finished speaking. That was Ms. Hums. She needs to see you. Ron stood and started to leave. I'd like to meet with both principals later today. If you could call their offices and tell them I'm going to be stopping by. He started for the door and was into the hall before an excited Rose Schweitzer ran after him, waving his calendar. Don't forget this, she called out. Ron thought she looked funny, running after him, waving the thing. Ron took it laughing. Of course not. I'll treat it like my Bible. Rose felt mocked. She started back to her office, determined to find him a new secretary as soon as possible.